Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us, and we're looking to having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead right now. If you want to grab your Bible, your pen and your paper, feel free to pray, to sing and praise the Lord right along with us. And right now I'm just going to give you some announcements. Again, thank you for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. To visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, you can go to 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. That's 08096. Services are held Sunday afternoons at 12 o'clock p.m. and Wednesday night prayer at 6 o'clock p.m. Again, that address is 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. Added to our prayer list is Sister Rhoda. We want to keep the Edmond family in our prayers, the entire Morton family, Latricia Blackshirt, Crawford West, Mary Anderson, Sister Maria McBride, Titus Edmond Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Rashawn Parker, Larry Denson, Jonathan West, Henry and Mary Edmond, Teresa Ray, the Carr family, David Alston, the Thornton family, Lamar White, and we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our youth prayer list. We want to continue to pray for India West, for Lyric and Essence Darius, Epiphany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, Jasmine Jackson, and we want to keep the bereaved Ingram family in our prayers as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we are going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would come forth and render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist.
Thank you, Lord. Thank me, Lord. Thank me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child, say me, Lord. Say me, Lord. Say me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child. Say me, Lord. I want you to say me till my head look new. Say me till my feet do too. Hold me all the while. Hold me as your child. Say me, Lord. Say me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want you to save me till my hands look new. Save me till my feet do too. Hold me hold me as your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise ye, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. Save ye, Lord. And truly, if you want to be saved, you can ask God to save you until your hands look new. Save you until your feet do too. Lord knows we ought to want to be the Lord's child. You know, we might have our own parents, but I tell you, there's no father like God. He provides everything that we need.
Jesus.
Our parents can't save us.
Amen.
They can help us. They can lead us sometimes. Sometimes they can guide us the right way. But God, he can save us. He can save our souls, deliver us. Amen. Thank God for that selection coming from Evangelist Cynthia. We want to go ahead and ask Evangelist Hameen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go ahead and have, you can go ahead and have words of encouragement. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Glad to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast. Thank God for everyone who tuned in. And I tell you, that song just touched my heart. That was real. All I can do is just say amen to the exhortation given by Dr. Khadija already. And thank God for that song. That was just beautiful. That's a prayer. Save me. I want to be your child. Glory to God. You can cry out to the Lord this day and ask him to come into your life. Just submit yourself to him and just say, Lord, I want to be your child. And God will take you in and he will save you. I just thank the Lord. I share this experience I had this morning just to encourage you and to help you to believe God the more. And on my way to work, I saw the paramedics running, and there was an individual on the ground, and that person was unresponsive. And they were pumping all on. They were trying to resuscitate him, and looked like he just was not going to come around. I just walked down to the other side. I didn't walk over there where they were, but I was standing in front of them, and I just began to pray. And I asked God to just stay the hand of death and give this person another chance so they can repent. Glory to God. And I prayed until they were able to sit him up. And, you know, God began to revive the man. God would save him. And I tell you, God, he worked that miracle. I asked the Lord to work a miracle.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
This man had OD, but God had mercy on his soul.
Yes,
so you're not saved. You ought to cry out to the Lord just like that song. Save me, Lord.
Save
your soul. Amen. At this time, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Let us give God some praise and thanks for what he has done. Coming to Evangelist Cynthia. Glory to God. Save me, Lord. I tell you, it is a prayer. That song is a prayer. Glory to God. We thank God for every one of you that's on the broadcast. We're glad to be back with you on the Gospel Truth broadcast, and we're going to go a little different way tonight. This is oldie but goodie night. Praise the Lord. So we're going to take back to October of 1993. And the next voice you will hear will be that of the late evangelist Melinda Edmond, leading us in a word of, so prepare your hearts right now as she takes us to the throne of God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God. I tell you, the Lord is wonderful. He's worthy. Glory, glory.
Amen. Each and every one of you.
Hallelujah.
This broadcast,
glory to God.
Week after week. We just thank and praise God even for Journey Mercies over the dangerous highways. How the Lord took us down to North Carolina for our 23rd annual convocation revival. How the Lord met us there and poured out of his spirit. We're here tonight in the studio feeling mighty good down in our souls tonight. We just thank and praise God for being back once again. And we thank God because there's nobody but the Lord that has blessed us and kept us. We thank God for all of you. We praise God for those of you who are on the prayer list. We're yet praying for you. We're yet remembering Mr. Matthew Grant Sr. in our prayers. We know that God, he is a healer for both body and soul. Also, we want to remember our pastor, Bishop Richard Jackson, and his family in our prayers, the Bree Jackson Reagan family. We want to remember them in our prayers. Our prayers go with you. So we'll yet be praying for you as you travel across the dangerous airways. We know that God, he has everything in control. We thank God for all things tonight. We're going to go into a word of prayer before we give it over into the hands of evangelist Mae Edmond. And as we go into prayer, we want you to put your minds on the Lord tonight. Look into God for whatever it is that you need. Look into the Lord. Glory to God in these last and evil days to make a way out of no way, to cause you to come out of sin. We want you to put your minds on the Lord tonight. And whatever it is, give it over to Jesus. The song said if you tried everything else and everything has failed, try Jesus. We want you to try Jesus tonight as we go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for another day. We thank you for how you blessed and kept us, Lord. Now, Lord, I ask that you would look on the hearts of these people, Lord, under the sound of my voice out there in radio land, Lord God. We want you to move by thy spirit, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, look upon them one by one and name by name, Jesus. Oh God, stretch forth thy mighty hand, Lord. Touch, heal, and deliver, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we want you to touch somebody's mind, Lord. Touch somebody's heart, Jesus. Cause them to give their lives unto you. In the name of Jesus, we want you to move, Jesus. Move right now, Lord. We want you to bless in a special way, Lord God. Make a way out of no way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we want you to open up the windows of heaven, Lord, and pour out a blessing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, heal the sick, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we want you to heal, Lord. Heal, Jesus. We want you to deliver, Lord, those that are bound, my God. We want you to save, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Look upon your people everywhere, Lord. Touch them, strengthen them, and encourage them, Lord. Lead them and guide them. Go with them and stand by them. Lord God, help us to hold out. Help us to endure in these last and evil days. Oh, Father God, we want you to send our word. Send our anointed, Lord. Touch that speaker tonight. In the name of Jesus, cause somebody to hear, Lord.
Yes.
They may live, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on your people everywhere. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, have thy way, Lord, and let your will be done. Oh, Father God, we want you to move by thy spirit. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We thank God for that prayer. We want to give the service over to the hands of evangelist Mae Edmond. Let's do this tonight. praise God. God bless you. I'm glad to be back in the city again. We thank God for how he has brought us over the highway safely and given us a beautiful trip and a beautiful service in the Lord. We're glad that we can say that we have been to our 23rd annual convocation and of a truth the Lord poured out of his spirit. He has anointed the Lord and met us at each service. And I tell you, the God we serve is a good God.
Yes, he is.
I tell you, he met us there.
Yes,
and he blessed us in a special way. Praise God. We thank God for being back here again. At this time, we're going to go to the Word of God. And we also want to remember in our prayers those saints that are bereaved, those that are that need confidence. We pray that God will give you strength in your hour of bereavement. We know God is able, and we know that the Lord is on our side. And we trust in him because he's able to do all things. Praise God. We're going to go to the book of Exodus, about the third chapter, and begin with the second verse. Praise God. It says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a burning bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside sight. Why the bush is not burnt? And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. I'm going to talk to you tonight about the divine calling of God. The divine calling of God. When it's divine, it's not of man. It's nothing ordinary. But it's of God. And God is the supreme deity. God is the God of all gods. And I believe a call is a summons. It's not just an ordinary summons, but it's a summons that comes from God. when we turn the deaf ear, sometimes the Lord turn loose the deaf angel.
Yes,
and he let death come and overtake us.
Amen.
And you had your chance.
Amen.
Because God gives every man a chance.
Yes, he does.
He gives everyone a chance.
Amen.
To repent of their sin.
Yes,
God is not a God that is unjust.
Yes,
he is a God of righteousness.
Yes,
and the Bible says, he that is just, let him be justice.
Amen.
He that is holy, let him be holy still.
Amen.
You see, when God comes, it won't be no time.
No,
get that?
No.
You have to be there. You have to be ready and stay ready because Jesus is coming back as a thief in the night. He's not going to let you know when he's coming.
Amen.
Somebody said he was coming in September.
All right.
But I want you to know that devil is a liar. No man know the day.
All right.
Know the hour.
Amen.
That the Son of Man coming.
Hestle.
Nobody knows. But God the Father himself.
Amen.
He's the only one that knows.
Amen.
So therefore, if anybody else try to prophesy and say Jesus is coming in September of 93.
All right.
You're a lying demon.
Amen.
Because the word of God lets me know that no man,
no man
knows the day nor the
Amen.
Hour. We don't know the day and we don't know the hour.
Amen.
That's why it pays us to give our lives to the Lord
Amen.
When he calls.
Yes, Lord.
You see, because God has called some.
Yes.
But they have refused.
Amen.
Well, yes, they have.
Amen.
They have refused.
Yes, sir.
And now they're in the grave.
Amen.
And it's
right.
too late for them.
Too late.
Don't let it be said too late for you.
All right.
While the Lord is calling, give God a chance.
Yes, sir.
While he's calling, turn your life over to the Lord. While he's calling you, repent of your sins. Ask God for forgiveness. Repent in your heart. Be godly soul. Be sovereign unto the Lord that you committed sins against him.
Amen.
And God is willing and just to forgive you of your sins.
Amen.
It's time to turn it over to Jesus.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for the word. And at this time, we're going to have a word of prayer. We're going to open the doors of salvation to anyone that want to be saved. And as we prepare our hearts for prayer, Evangelist Sheila Hameen will lead us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh my God, we come to you right now, Lord, and we thank you for your word tonight.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for the opportunity to call upon your name, Lord. We come to you, oh Lord, asking you for mercy and for forgiveness, Lord. We ask, God, that you will stretch forth your mighty hand and save, Lord Jesus. Blot out transgressions. Save souls, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we call on you tonight, Lord, to remember us in a special way. And
yes,
Lord, for those who are being called with your divine calling, let
yes.
them heed the call, Lord. Help them to surrender unto you right now in
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, touch, heal, and deliver. Move, oh God, make Elohim whole. In the name of Jesus, your blood cover us, Lord. Let it wash, oh God. Strengthen us where we're weak, Lord. Build us up where we're torn down. Oh, my God, you are the potter, and we are the clay. And we are in your hands, Lord. Make us, mold us, shape us, and form us into the vessels that you are pleased with. In the name of Jesus, Lord, move by your power. Send your anointing, Lord Jesus. Destroy the yokes of bondage. Oh, blessed Savior, have mercy tonight. We pray, God, for those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name, the bereaved families, oh, Lord. We pray a special prayer that you will please look upon them right now. That you will lay your hand upon them. Lord God, give them comfort and consolation. Give them strength during this difficult time, Lord. We know you're able, my God. Please, Lord Jesus, save those who are not saved. Look on our family members, oh God.
Please.
Save in our family, Lord. Deliver in our families, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless us, Lord. Bless us tonight, oh God, with the blessing that we stand in need of. We pray, Lord, that you will bring the backsliders back home, that you will have mercy on their souls. Oh, Lord God, you are the only one who can fix our situations. You have the power, Lord, to work everything out and help us to believe you. Help us to trust in you, Lord, with all of our heart. Move by your power. Let your name be glorified in our midst, Lord Jesus, and help us to put you first, oh God. Help us to seek first your kingdom, oh Lord. And I know, God, that you will add everything to us that's needed. And we believe you tonight, Lord, and we give you thanks, oh Lord. Thank you, oh God, for the word, Lord. Thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you for your anointing, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for being patient with us. Thank you, my God, for being so merciful. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your touch, my Lord. We thank you for everything you've done, thank God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for Lord Jesus. We thank you for all things, oh Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to please remember us, oh Lord, and to bless us. Bless this ministry, oh God. And remember that young man, oh God. Have mercy on him, Lord, wherever he is. Save his soul, Lord.
Yes,
we know you're able. We ask it in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Calling of God. And I so enjoyed this message tonight. She was encouraging us to seek God while he's calling. And this call, you know, like Cynthia began to say, it's unlike any other call we will ever receive. Sometimes somebody might call us and we don't hear them. But when God calls, we will hear. He'll make it known to us. This was a very powerful message. And whatever year it was, I know I was a child when this message was preached. But the word has not lost any power at all. Like Vanessa Amin said, it was preached under the anointing, and you could feel it. Even when listening to the late evangelist Melinda pray, the anointing was there. And I tell you, I enjoy this Throwback Tuesday message. Amen. Goody, but goody night. I want to say to Vanessa Maybell, keep on letting the Lord have his way. Keep on preaching the word of God. God bless you.
The Lord. Amen. Glory to God. This is a good, good, good. Hallelujah. Any other remarks? Not. We're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord, Sister Rhoda.
Yeah. I hope you know that.
Has reminded us about our call. God is calling us to go out there, bring many souls to his kingdom, because the days are numbered, my sisters. You have to arise and accept and hear the voice of God, because these are the end times. People are dying out there in sin. So let us just open our spiritual ear to hear the voice of God and arise, move out, bring many souls to his kingdom. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the remarks. I thank God for the exhortations, for everything. I tell you, God is still yet, he's alive. Still be knowing, even though it was me preaching, I could still feel the anointing through the word of God. I tell you, I enjoyed that. I just thank God. You know, this calling, it's just not like, as Dennis Khadija spoke, it's a call like you never heard before in your life. And I tell you, I just thank God for it. I thank God for the word. I thank God for our evangelists on the line and for that testimony that came through Vanessa. I mean, I tell you, God is good. And even as we were on the line here,
amen,
a message came through. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. A message came through with some good news. I thank God for the good news.
All right.
It came by text. Thank the Lord. I tell you, God is good. He knows what we have need of, and he knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. He's a way maker. He knows how to provide and make the way for us when it seems like there is no way. We are trying to figure out, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get this done? How? But God's got a way, and he can create a way, make a way out of no way. And I believe him tonight. I thank God for that good news that I received tonight, and I thank God for the good news through the word of God. Praise the Lord. We're going to invite you to tune in again. We expect to be back here again on Sunday night, Lord willing, and you can tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And if you have a testimony, you have a song you would like to sing, you can come on the line and you can give your testimony. Praise the Lord. Tell what God has done for you. You can dial in 945-218-0218 and the access code 5847681. Praise the Lord. Feel free to tune in to this broadcast, the Gospel Truth broadcast. We thank everyone for being on the line tonight. And if that's all, does anyone else have anything to say before we close out? If not, we thank God for each of you on tonight for everything, and we ask for your prayers. God bless you, and good night.